And welcome back to Sailing Beyond Knowledge Radio. In all honesty, it seems I've had quite a 7-year sabbatical, and I've tried to restart this podcast, but just not felt the foreboding to continue. So it's perpetually been stuck at episode 56 or 57, of which the new one would be deleted because it didn't feel right to keep it or continue. So much has happened. I've had a lot of unfortunate circumstances and events from in 2016, a very large conglomerate of tumors that engulfed my uterus and the size of a baby. I had a massive operation. I thought I was gonna die that year. That was the year I wrote my book with a real deadline hanging over my head. My first book, The Silent Ecocide, The Environmental Crisis is a Crisis of Human Consciousness. So for a while I was laying low in the Manabi cloud forest, one of the most beautiful places on the planet, next to the beach, in voluntary isolation because of political issues going on with environmental activists and rainforest protectors and the government at the time in Ecuador. After that, in the 2016 election, I found myself in Quito, where I met a wonderful human being, Andres, who was Ecuadorian, American Ecuadorian, and we fell deeply in love, and a lot of terrible things happened. He was kidnapped and tortured brutally 3 times and put in prison for no reason and put in a psych ward for no reason. Wish I had to get him out on habeas corpus, and I had to get him out of Ecuador. We had to leave because our lives were in danger. And that brought me to 2018 in Lima, Peru, where we were waiting for him to get a visa to come to Europe, so that we could try and live some sort of normal married life here. But that didn't happen. And he died in April 2018. And since then, I've just been doing my best to make a recovery from a lot of very deep trauma that most people wouldn't find themselves in unless they've been to a war zone or experienced kidnapping and torture themselves, or if any other family member. I wrote my second book in over a period of time, and that was published last year in March 2020. Just before, I think it was February 2020 actually, just before the pandemic. And there was a chapter there which is quite relevant to what's going on. Actually, a lot of information there that's very relevant to what's going on today. And that book is called Surviving Depression in a Depressing World, an Ecological Perspective. Now, I've been just to-ing and fro-ing with this podcast and not knowing whether it will be left forever or something I wish to continue in the future. And I have finally made a commitment to continue it somewhat into the future, because right now it does seem to be that everything we've ever talked about in the past and in this podcast and all the people that have ever been on this show have some important message to make use of, especially now as we find ourselves in this pandemic and we find ourselves being fed lies and perpetual illusions and being fed all these lunacies regarding the medical tyranny that we're supposed to live by and accept, with flawed PCR tests and the false positives that are made with them because they are not even meant for viruses. Even Carey Mullis said this when he invented the test. It was meant for genomes, not viruses. And any viral material that's amplified, if collected, is usually distorted beyond 25 cycles. So if you've got it 35 or 45 cycles, it's just completely irrecognizable and flawed results. But there's no golden mean for this test, which just testifies at the deplorability and corruption that lies behind the false science behind these tests that the governments are using. Not the real scientists, not the real doctors, not the real nurses, but the government health ministers and politicians. Then you've got a great deal of science regarding the lockdowns being, again, not scientifically proven to stop spreading of any virus. So then you have, the source of where this virus comes from, which is highly likely proven by one of the world's top scientists to be derived from a laboratory dish, not from a bat, as many zoonosis experts do realize that we have evolved for thousands of years with many animals, and we have quite a high plateau of immunity today. And most new zoonosis viruses come from 1930s period, with the rise in agriculture and then the gain to function research funded by governments for bioweapons. That's when most of these coronaviruses and their variants started to spring up, when they were being used on monkeys, lab rats, mice, guinea pigs, rabbits, etc. in viral cultures. And that's when vaccines really became a a thing for money making back then as well. They started to use these viral cultures. So yeah, there's a lot of information. I've written articles about, based on what the real doctors and scientists and lawyers are saying. You can have a look on my environmental blog, evolvedtoecology.org, and you can do searches there for such articles with a lot of scientific links under a lot of the articles. So moving on from all of that, because I'm tired of regurgitating this information, although it's essential to share. On some positive notes, just before we move on, if you don't know about Dr. Rainer Fulmick, he's a lawyer, and he's conducting simultaneous cases, suing various governments from the United States to Europe on the false recommendations of these inaccurate PCR tests, and also on pressures, lockdown pressures, damages, and on the pressures of this experimental biological agent that they are peddling as a vaccine. So again, you can find information about Dr. Fulmick's cases in my evolvedtoecology.org articles. And there's also a new Nuremberg case, which is separate from Dr. Fulmick's Nuremberg 2 trials, now dubbed as Nuremberg 2 trials. This new case has been accepted by the Hague Criminal Court as a violation of the Nuremberg Code in Israel, as what everybody's experiencing in Israel right now is the more tyrannical regulations that some of us are also experiencing in other countries. So all of this is testimonial to the fact that we are experiencing a war on human consciousness. And it's interesting to look back on other podcasts from, or episodes of this podcast way back 10 years ago, when we were talking then that this is a war on human consciousness and corporatization of humanity is going to bring in tyrannical regulations, and here we are. And the only way to free ourselves from this is through finding your own way off grid, growing your own food, strengthening the communities you're with, and just finding a way to live that's empowering and autonomous for you. So we've talked a lot about this in many episodes in the past, as well as evolving human consciousness and spirituality. And here we are, it's very surreal. I have to spend about 2 hours a day working on my mindset, since I've already gone through deep trauma and after losing my husband and seeing what he went through with the torture. So when I get up every day, I spend a lot of time coaching myself and nurturing my mindset so that I can keep going So I know how difficult it is for people out there, and my heart goes out especially to people who've already been through a lot before this pandemic started, because I know what you're going through too. Even more so with people who have been through grief and lost loved ones in many different forms, and then having to go through this kind of isolation and disconnection from communities. Social isolation, I've actually experienced that before the pandemic, because I found myself in a brand new country in Peru where I didn't know anybody, and I was in absolute raw grief, and I didn't have any family or friends or close people by me to speak to or share what I was going through. I had to leave all my wonderful friends back in Ecuador because my life was in danger and I couldn't go back. And I was just absolutely beside myself with grief that was just so emotionally and physically painful. And a lot of people today are going through that kind of grief, and like me, for various reasons, they haven't been able to go to their loved one's funeral or hold their hand while they're dying. And that creates a great deal of post-traumatic stress and trauma that makes it much more difficult to work through that type of grief. Many people just have no idea what it's like to recover from that type of trauma. But today, more people do, unfortunately, because current regulations cruelly separate families from dying loved ones in COVID wards. It's just inhumane and unbelievable what people are going through. I just have no words. If anybody listening to this hasn't heard of my writings or my work about depression and suicide before, please do again go to my website evolvetoecology.org and look up Surviving Depression in a Depressing World, an Ecological Perspective. And if you feel compelled to contact me, I'm happy to provide support and coaching to help you work through your mindset every day, give you some suggestions on how you can do that yourself, and really become a manager of your own mental health issues, so to speak. We really need it more than ever now, and really, this is the only reason why I'm back here today, to give support to others who are in an absolutely desperate situation, or they find themselves socially isolated. I myself have, over the last 3 years, been moving from country to country every year. So after we left Ecuador, I was in Peru. Then after 11 months, I had to leave due to visa issues. And I wasn't really sure where to go. And I thought something compelled me to go to Europe, because I needed to spend more time with family. I haven't seen or spent time with family for a long, long time. I haven't seen my father for 7 years and my mother for 4 years. So I went back to Europe with my rescue pets, my Ecuadorian cats and dogs. And here I am. I'm not very happy about being back here, I have to say. But I have managed to squeeze in some time with my mother before the whole pandemic started, which is good. Now I'm in a situation where I don't really know what I'm going to do next. I may stay where I am for a bit, because it's a good spot to work on off-grid, growing food type thing. Although it's extremely isolated in a very rural area, I don't see any people. I see one human being a week, maybe, who delivers much needed food or groceries. And then it's about 3.5 kilometers cycle to the nearest village, which I don't do much of in the winter because it's just too icy on the roads. I live in a very simple dwelling with, at the moment, no proper bathroom, just a toilet in a big barn and two habitable rooms. One is a sort of a kitchen and the other is bedroom stroke living room. Very old cottage in the middle of nowhere near a river. You can probably hear the river now, that's where I am. So I guess the positives are I don't have to see people wearing masks all the time in the street around me, and I don't feel as encumbered by authority pressing on me to get a biological experimental agent put into my body. Those are, I guess, some of the positive things about being here. But the downside is, again, it just amplifies the absolute isolation I've had to endure for coming up to 3 years now. It'll be in April, my husband's third death anniversary. In April. So yeah, 2.5, 2.75 of the isolation before the pandemic. I wrote an article recently, what I posted on my Evolve to Ecology blog, about social loss of social community and isolation being an emotional trauma. You know, we are hardwired as human beings, we are hardwired emotionally to look at other people's facial expressions and communicate without words. It's very important and powerful for us, and we do it so much. We took it for granted before this pandemic. Now we can't see people's faces, and it's also another trauma for us. It's a mental, psychological trauma, an unnecessary one. But for some of us, in some countries, you don't have a choice. And yes, you could try and argue blue in the face using common law and all of that, but if you don't speak the language very well and you find yourself somewhere where it's hard to defend your rights, you have to just abide as and when you need, just to get whatever you need to do out the way. I'm quite lucky here most of the time, since, as I said, I don't really see many people, so I'm out here on this river with no mask, no people around, nobody anywhere can see me. But in all European countries, wearing a mask is mandatory. In the United States, it doesn't seem to be mandatory in every single state. A lot of states are not mandatory for mask wearing, which is a good thing. So, our need for social interaction, to be able to just touch somebody's hand, to see their facial expressions, to hug people, to kiss someone on the cheek, to be close to others, all of that is good for us. It's good for our immune system. And have all of that removed on the grounds of unscientific lies is a massive trauma. So every day, as well as people dealing with their economic losses and their work and everything changing, they're also dealing with these massive social traumas and loss of social interaction, loss of your community, loss of that precious human interaction that we are so hardwired to thrive on. These things are not learned, they're in our DNA, it's been scientifically proven. Another interesting point on this is any enforced behaviour or change of behaviour has to be done when the person is isolated for at least 3 months. Then new behaviours are enforced on that person. And this is a method they use in prisoners and prisoners of war. And it was one of the first things that I remembered when this whole isolation lockdown started, the methods of brainwashing used. That's another article you can look up. The Great Brainwashing, it's called, on my website. So now everybody's had these new behaviours instilled, and you know, it still doesn't feel natural to us, because the fact is your inner gut feeling and your spirit and your soul knows it's not right. It's Luciferian, it's evil. They're trying to take away people's humanity. We're trying to make people more dependent on technology. We're trying to make people more dependent on these devices that we communicate on. Our phones, Facebook, all of that. However, with all this, the heavy censorship that's been going on, many people have moved to alternative social media like MeWe or Gab. You can find me on Gab, again, or evolvetoecology.org at Gab. I put a lot of medical and articles and good articles out there based on fact. Telegram is also brilliant for this kind of information. There's a lot of good channels in Telegram. You can follow Dr. Raina Fulmish on Telegram, Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Simone Gold, Dr. Thomas Cowan, Dr. Andy Kaufman, the World Doctors Alliance, Doctors for Truth, COVID vaccine victims. There's a lot of really good sourced information there if you're trying to find information that comes from scientists and doctor whistleblowers. So if you have access to spending time in nature and being somewhere where you can connect with nature, that's one of the most healing things we can do, because this is real. This is from the source. It's real and it's not an illusion like the rest of the world we live in today. And it's very healing if you have depression or you feel depressed or you feel suicidal, spend time in nature and open up your heart, if you can, to nature, and it will speak to you, it will connect with you. All this wonderful, incredible miracle that we are living in the natural world comes from the source, life, natural immunity is all we need. All of this is a blessing and a gift from God. And we are blessed. I feel that this time is the time that it seems has cropped up a lot in the past, and this is the war that we've been expecting. This is the big event that many of us have been feeling coming forth in the past. I've read a lot of my poems in the past. I'll read some today when I get back home. And they seem so prophetic to what's going on now. It's crazy. And we have to trust this process, no matter how hopeless it feels, because it's what is necessary to, if possible, wake the rest of the sleeping and put humanity on its course away from being guided via Luciferian powers that be, to being guided by Earth and nature and your inner voice, trusting your own inner heart and what speaks within you, what you know to be true in your gut. All of this is so relevant to connect to right now. I'll see you on the other side of this follow-up piece of music. I hope you enjoy it.
Sailing Beyond Knowledge. Great friend Carlita, who's actually got a podcast called that Sailing Beyond Knowledge, and you know, in a sense, that's what I've been doing. I've been getting out of the chokehold of information and really flowing into a state of knowing.
That was Crowded House, Don't Dream It's Over, released in 1986. Very fitting for today. So we need to focus on healing trauma.
as this is a time where a lot of trauma has come up for many people. Not only that, but humanity carries a great deal of past trauma from our ancestors, from our grandparents, from our great grandparents, from our parents. When we come into this world, we take on a lot of emotional and psychological heavy energy from our parents and our ancestors, as well as the energy of the climate. What I mean by that is the psychological, mental climate, not the environment, not the natural environment, but the energetic, psychological environment that we are born into of the time. So we want to work on healing those energies within us in order to gather strength and momentum to carry on, because for many it's very difficult, especially when it feels like everything is being attacked. So we have to trust in the process. This is a process that we are going through. It's a pressure that humanity is being squeezed through in order to awaken to our full potential realizations of who we are, what our purpose is, and for those of us who have the foresight to choose what we want, and also for humanity to take back freedom, reclaim it, but in the sense of absolute intention and awareness of what freedom is, and to this time not take it for granted and not give it away to those who are only going to exploit and use it. This time we take our freedom back and we intentionally decide how we're going to use it and how we are not going to give it away and make the same mistakes as we did before to a energy that calls itself an authority over us, because we are only our own authority. We are the authors of our own lives. We are the authors of our own story. We are the authors of our own future. We are the authors of our own health choices and our own life choices. So we need to take back that freedom and reclaim it as our own and create those new healthy boundaries to move forward. So healing requires acknowledging the pain of our past that we've been carrying, that can be let go of, and reclaiming our freedom, but this time setting an intentional definition of what that freedom means to you and how you're going to use it more wisely this time as a humanity as a whole. For me, those are some of the important lessons learned and worked with through healing at the moment. So I hope that helps some people. We are now in spring equinox, which means there is a portal open for this healing and renewal of energy from the earth, from the cosmos, and from our ancestors. so we can reconnect with all of that earth energy, the cosmic energy, and communicate with our ancestors and heal. It's a time for healing and renewal and revival. So with that, I will leave a few poems, and I shall also leave a healing hypnotherapy session at the end of this podcast for anybody that feels that they want to work through some deep healing. You can use this healing session at the end of this podcast for listening to before you go to sleep late at night, or anytime you feel you want to work on some deeper traumas that you would like to heal, or bad memories that you would like to let go of and heal any post-traumatic stress, wiping memories of things or people you want to forget away. This is possible with this type of healing. So there's a healing session at the end of this podcast that you can enjoy and utilize as you wish. It's free. It's a gift from me to you, anybody that needs it. And I will be back. I will continue to sail beyond knowledge with myself and other people. This is an important time, and I feel that right now the information in this podcast and the episodes that have been before, and the people that I've been very deeply blessed to know and have met and to have made close friendships with, those people have now passed over, like Jose Escamilla, Trevor James Constable. Those dear souls are on the other side in the multidimensional realm now, doing great work elsewhere. They've left a great deal of information and spiritual and knowledge to use for those of us left behind. So again, thank you for reconnecting with me. I wonder if this will reach anyone who used to listen to my podcast. You're very welcome to message me and let me know how you're doing today. And I shall love you and leave you with a few poems that I said that were written in the past that seem quite prophetic for the present, and some more music and a healing session at the end that you can use. It's also about an hour long, so that will make this podcast about 2 hours, I think, in all. Okay, thank you again, and it's great to be back on Sailing Beyond Knowledge Radio. Love you. Bless you all. Stay positive.
Carlita, thank you again, and I will talk to you soon. I urge all your listeners to keep tuning in to Sailing Beyond Knowledge Radio.
Patented flower in a planet-sized laboratory. We are human beings, not a production line. Let us remain spirit, not human swine. Our earth, our birthright to roam free. Our forest, our water to share. Freedom to breathe the clean air. Community food grown without biotechnology. Bacteria and insects coexisted, shaping us for millennia. Now an antibacterial hysteria. Sustainability History, Organic Replaced with Satanic. A permit to grow vegetables in the backyard. Vitamins and minerals classed as poisons under Codex Alimentarius. The Club of Rome decides what we eat. Broccoli and echinacea on the black market. Health food and alternative therapies made illegal. Can you recommend a good dealer? GM crops growing in the fields and stocked in the supermarket. Cattle and pigs grown to share our organs and hormones, semi-cannibalism. At birth, capitalization of our names, harvesting our minds and bodies. Lubrication to the corporate machine, free only to consume and be consumed. Human death, the biggest gain for our pharmaceutical pain. Developing genetically modified humans, pigs and influenza. An experimental race, a planet-sized laboratory. Orchestrations of synthetic diseases. Dispensable human beings. Pills replacing plants. People patented for profit. Biochemical genocide. The end of your life marks increased revenue for the Gilead shareholders. Mother Nature versus human greed. DNA no longer sacred seed. Governed by the ISIS dollar. The human spirit never quenched from power. Let us remind you it was God that made this patented flower. That's great, I like that. It's sort of got a great sort of anarchic tangent.
A poem I wrote earlier this year. The Exiled Dissidents. Changing nations and destinations, war machine insanity. Warlords herding humanity. Ignore the chess players and their power games. Time to start answering our own prayers. To build foundations with sustainable aims. Instead of being the victims of an apocalypse, let's embrace communal relationships and reject the terrorism of politicians and corporations. Sustainability and alternative energy, our new foundation. Truth and transparency, our new song. The earth's pain, our deepest urgency. Kindness, our currency. Courage, our unity. To plant seeds and map new territory. Farewell to the archaic. Visionaries, exiled dissidents shunned by the prosaic. We have run out of time. Make way for a new paradigm. Freedom is our chosen path and truth our only crime. So just take a moment to settle into your chair. Relax your eyes and the muscles around your eyes. Listen to the sounds around you. Feel the clothing on your body. Feel the rise and fall of your chest. And feel the temperature of the air as a wave of relaxation passes over you now. That's right. And really relax the muscles around your eyes. Really relax the eyes. Relax them completely. Allow your thoughts to drift to your shoulders. Relax your shoulders. Allow that relaxation to spread deep into your jaw, deep into your facial muscles, and allow your thoughts to drift to your spine. Feel that relaxation spread through your back, down through your midsection, from your belly button down to your thighs, deep into your calves, and the process continues to your feet. And you may notice how one foot may feel heavier than the other. Perhaps your feet want to relax even more than they are right now. So just allow yourself to relax fully and completely, that's right. Good. And listen to the sounds begin to fade in and out as you just relax a little bit more and go inside. And you become aware of the various components of sounds. The sounds inside and the sounds outside. Is there rhythm? Does the volume change or stay the same? It's funny how sounds fade in and out of awareness. And the sound of my voice will let you relax yourself more and more. And you can concentrate on my voice and let other sounds fade away into the background as they help you relax. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to open and close your eyes, which will help you relax even deeper than you are right now. And when you close them, you will go 10 times deeper into relaxation than you are right now. Open your eyes, now close them again. Go 10 times deeper than you are right now. Good. And again, I'm going to ask you to open and close your eyes. And this time when you close them, you will double the level of relaxation you already have right now. Open your eyes, now close them. Double that level of relaxation now. Good. And as you relax your body even further, you may wish to relax your mind. Meditate on softening inside, softening the face, the shoulders, letting anything you don't want just drop away, and all the thoughts that were there before, one by one, begin to drift and grow dimmer as things inside get very quiet, very quiet, very quiet. Now become aware of the images in your mind's eye, the movement or lack of movement, the colours or lack of colours. And as you soften your mind, relax your hands and feet. Feel the sense of that soothing relaxation take you deeper and deeper. Or just drift away on some pleasant memory or pleasant imagined scene. Because as you go inside and remember, remember, remember what it feels like to just really relax. That's right. Good. Because in a moment I'm going to count from 5 to 1, and when I reach the number 1 you will be very deeply relaxed, very relaxed. 5, going deeper. 4, deeper and deeper. 3, deeper and deeper. 2, deeper and deeper, all the way down to 1. Very relaxed now. And as you relax even deeper with every word, you know there is something inside of you ready to shift. So just allow your thoughts to drift through. As your mind grows more serene, like the surface of a still lake. And while your body relaxes and your mind is soft, your unconscious mind will begin to open and allow you to transform that part of you that has been mixing things up a little and creating problems. Now you are ready to shift and transform and transmute that thing that you wish to change. And I want you to know, because you are relaxed and you've been here doing this work, it would be so easy for you to do this with your unconscious mind and change it in some meaningful way that will allow your future to be even more brilliant than it's already guaranteed to be. So you know what that thing is you wish to change, because it's deep down inside of you. And what I want you to do is step into that feeling that you wish to transform and change now. Allow yourself to feel just 10% of it, so that part of you knows we are talking to it. That's right. Good. Now allow all those memories associated with that feeling to flash before you on the movie screen of your mind. I want you to now take a moment and put all of those memories in a balloon. Tie a string around it and let the balloon float away, going higher and higher, getting more and more distant the further away it drifts. And the further away it drifts and higher it goes, the deeper and deeper you fall into relaxation now. So just allow it to drift away as it gets blown by the wind, higher and higher and more distant, until it disappears completely. and just take a moment to drain away any unpleasantness associated with those memories or emotions. Just let it drain away, down through your feet, down into the earth. Let it dissolve like Alka-Seltzer in water. Just let it drain away and detox your cells from that old memory and emotion. It no longer serves you any purpose now, as you have learnt your lessons from them. So just let it go completely. That's right. And in your mind, repeat after me. I evolve as I become aware of the different parts, energies and relationships of my body-mind. I heal as all my parts share their stories with one another without judgment. I transform as I experience the energy and tension that has been isolated and ignored. There is no such thing as a negative emotion. There is only information and energy that is now available for me to heal. I repeat, I evolve as I become aware of the different parts, energies and relationships of my body-mind. I heal as all my parts share their stories with one another, without judgment. I transform as I experience the energies and tensions that has been isolated and ignored. There is no such thing as a negative emotion. There is only information and energy that is now available for me to heal. All my experiences and feelings have a story to share with me. I accept each story's wisdom, whether or not I enjoy the story. I heal by allowing myself to experience all the emotional energies of my being. I observe and participate with different vibrations without needing to interrupt them. All my experiences bear gifts for me, and I gratefully accept them. Again, in your mind, repeat after me. All my experiences and feelings have a story to share with me. I accept each story's wisdom, whether or not I enjoy the story. I heal by allowing myself to experience all the emotional energies of my being. I observe and participate with different vibrations without needing to interrupt them. All my experiences bear gifts for me, and I gratefully accept them. You see, the holy true thought about the past is that it's not here. It doesn't matter how it really happened back there. It is not here anymore, so we can change it and you can rewrite history. And who cares what really happened anyway, because it's not here anymore. And by the time it's over, it's just a memory, a construct in your mind's eye. What could have happened is irrelevant. The healing is in the reconstruction, the reconstructing what you would have liked to have happened. Create in your life now what you want it to be. We all have the ability to do that. We all are our thoughts after all. And our thoughts create our reality. That's right. Good. So look for beauty, find beauty. Look for love, find love. Look for happiness, find happiness. Look for peace and tranquility, find peace and tranquility. See in your mind's eye an image that makes you feel peaceful and tranquil. Or go to a time in your life where you really felt very at peace and tranquil, and just sit there for a moment, soaking up that wonderful feeling. Hear the sounds around you, and see the beauty of nature where you can connect with always. And as you allow that peace and tranquility to grow deeper and more profound in your mind, you can feel even more calm and deeply relaxed. So just allow all bothers and worries and anxieties just fade away. Just gone far, far away. There's lots of time. Lots of time to feel your mind at peace, calm, at peace, relaxed and at ease. That your mind becomes so calm, your mind and body are at ease, peaceful and relaxed. Become more and more ready to retain those ideas that I will give you, as you will let them go back deeper into the back of your mind, and you will use them as you wish throughout your life. Every day, beginning now, you'll feel this way, calm, tranquil, and at peace, while you're interacting, while you're working, while you're socializing, and while you're doing. You will still feel peaceful, calm and at ease. Be able to enjoy life now with peace of mind inside throughout your whole body and mind. At peace with the universe, a feeling of peace and tranquility. That's right. Good. And the feeling of it's so good to be alive, with peace of mind, at peace with everyone around you, relaxed and calm, and at ease, and enjoying every moment of living. Starting now, a feeling of underlying happiness and peace of mind can be with you, can be with everyone in the universe, because we make it ourselves as we let our mind be calm and relaxed. As we become more calm and relaxed, you feel a kind of underlying energy of tranquility. The relaxation and calmness flows with energy, vitality, being fully alive at all times, in all situations, more and more, starting today, you'll feel more and more calm, at ease and at peace, feeling so good to be alive, so good to be vibrant and energetic, vital, healthy and strong, alive and vibrant, able to flow with everything around you, every day, and enjoy every day more and more, to enjoy every aspect of every day, as you feel peaceful and calm and at ease, with energy, with vitality, feeling the strength and energy in your being, feeling the flowing and vibrations and energetic flow of your life. With each breath as you exhale, this calmness and peace becomes stronger and stronger, spreading all the way from your head down to your toes, from top to bottom, inside and outside, immersing you in an ocean of calmness, an ocean of calmness, that's right. And as that continues, peace and serenity are taking you over, inside and outside, thus putting your mind and body in sync with one another. Creating a special state of internal harmony and peace and serenity, that's right. As you continue to sit here and listen to my voice, there is this center core within your unconscious mind that's logical and rational, cool and collected, calm and relaxed, clever and wise. The one that wants you to heal and recover from old unwanted memories. To be peaceful inside and feel as a whole person again. That's right. Very intelligent and very knowledgeable. In fact, it knows so much that your conscious mind doesn't even know how much it doesn't know. Now tell yourself that your life is just starting, and that from this day on, you will begin to live fully, moment by moment. That's right. Good. And really relax and appreciate and enjoy being alive each moment. Tell yourself that you will no longer worry unnecessarily, either about things that happened in the past or about what might happen in the future, unless there is something constructive you can do to change them, because the past and future exist only in our thoughts. But life exists only in each moment. And if you spend your moments worrying about the past or the future, these precious moments, which are your life, pass you by. So just let yourself become deeply involved in each moment. Deeply involved in everything that is happening around you, less conscious of yourself,
and more at peace with yourself and with the world. That's right, good. Just tell yourself that with each passing day, you will feel happier, more content, more joyous, more cheerful, because you chose to feel this way by controlling your thinking. And because you feel this way, life will be more fun. You will enjoy each day, and you will become more and more healthy as your body functions easily in a tension-free environment. Day by day, let yourself feel more alive, more energetic, and at the same time, less tense, less nervous, less worried or anxious. You know you can do this, because there have been times in your life where you felt fully at peace and tranquil. Tell yourself that your mind and body are relaxed and calm, and you are at peace with the universe. And because you are calm and at ease, you will have a greater energy, and your mind will be clearer and sharper and more focused. That's right. And consequently, you will be able to see problems in perspective and handle them easily, efficiently, effectively, and confidently without becoming bothered or tired out. This center core within your unconscious mind has always been there with you, since the time you were a small child. It has helped you survive difficult predicaments in the past, and will continue to help you in the future. People refer to this center core in your unconscious as the inner guide or internal advisor. Some refer to it as the higher self, and others as the guardian angel. But regardless of the name of what it is, or how you call it, it is this very special function of guiding you from within, to continue to find your own way for self-actualization. Your own way to learn the difference between the past and the present. This will allow you to remember what you need to remember about the past and what happened to you. And once you do remember, in fact, you have been an ingenious survivor rather than a victim of unfortunate circumstances. That's right. Good. And now you can let go of these memories and know that you have memories of the past. You know that you do not have to be the memories themselves. That's right. You can be free of the past and live better in the present, more adaptively, coping more effectively with tasks of daily living, knowing that every day, in every way, you are continuing to get better and better, to see things more clearly, knowing that you are moving forward, becoming stronger, wiser, improving your understanding of life and the purpose of living in your special role in your family and society. And you continue to strive for accomplishments, but at the same time, strike a very special balance between your life, friends and family. You strike a very special balance between time and energy you spend in accomplishing your goals and the time and energy you spend in protecting and improving your relationships with other people. In doing that, you learn to accept yourself as you are, respect your thinking, your feelings, your emotions, and develop a sense of pride and self-worth that's deep inside. You become more authentic and develop greater courage to assertively express your needs in an adaptive way. As you relate to other people, you develop a new sense of balance and moderation between leading a life of structure and commitment and a life of playfulness and spontaneity. And as you continue to move forward, you learn to accept yourself with grace and ease, viewing yourself in a positive light, developing greater confidence. Your talents, your gifts, your skills, and your attitudes and abilities. You have the capacity to visualize yourself in the future, living up to your dreams with a sense of joy and accomplishment. Now, all of the things I have said, you do not have to fully remember if you don't want to, or you don't need to remember them, but your unconscious mind and the center core will continue to guide you like an internal coach, even when you are asleep at night. This will continue every moment of the hour, every hour of the day and night. Every day and night of the week, every week of the month, every month of the year, every year for the rest of your life. And as you continue to move forward, you begin to realize that life is a journey, and the goal of living is not traveling to a specific destination. But the journey itself becomes your destination. And the quality, grace, and form in which you travel on this journey we call life is in itself the goal of living. And in doing so, you are writing the book of your own journey. That's right. Experiencing each moment in a new way, starting now, as if a fog has lifted. as if everything has become sparkling clean. As if we've come from another planet and we look around and we see and feel and experience in a new way. Starting now and every day. And this feeling will grow more and more as time goes on. That's right. You will be able to feel more and more at ease and calm and tranquil and peaceful with vibrant energy, enjoying every aspect of your being, feeling strong, healthy, with peace of mind, calm and tranquil, body at ease and yet very vibrant and energetic. Looking at everything in a new way. And while you're looking at everything in a new way, as if this is the first time you've been here now, just a short time, you're beginning to experience the world again, fresh and clean, sparkling new, new perceptions, aware of everything around you freshly once again. And this will grow every day with this new way of looking at life. You'll find every day that your energy will increase and you'll feel so peaceful and self-nourished and fulfilled. And you feel a tranquility and need nothing of anyone else, so you are free. You'll feel all the tensions will leave. You'll feel at ease and calm, and free as you become more aware of the blood circulating in your body and the strength in your muscles. And the wonders of your strong, healthy being. You begin to feel that you're living, you're beginning to live more and more, growing every day. In the moment, becoming more aware, more fulfilled with energy, and more vibrant. Starting today, you'll begin to feel that life is just beginning, that your potential for living a very good life is there, and it will increase, and you'll become more aware of the potential, and you'll become aware of how you can enjoy life more and more every day, and you'll look forward to every coming day as another exciting day that brings you new things, and you can live fully, growing, changing, maturing, healthy, strong, vibrant, and energetic. You will realize that you have the potential to be happy, strong, and much greater than you thought. That you have vibrant energy, that you're able to flow with everything around you, to be able to flow and move with every person, every individual you meet, you'll be able to fill with them. Be able to fill with every animal and plant and every part of the earth from this day on. You'll begin to live fully in the moment, moment by moment, every day. And you'll get so much out of every day, more and more, starting now. Every day, every hour, every second will become more and more exciting, full, enthralling, amazing. And you'll become more and more aware of the wonders of your being, yourself, the earth, the universe, and everything around you. You'll become more and more deeply involved in everything that's happening around you. The people you meet, the tasks you meet, and the children you see, and everything that comes into your life that is of marvel to you. You will be aware and become more and more involved like a child, living fully, enjoying every moment, being unself-conscious, feeling free. You'll be able to make more and more activities and something like an enjoyable game that you can play and dance and move and enjoy, and your activities will be the way they were when you were a child. Free, untainted, unspoiled, at ease, enjoying, able to get into things more and more, as you were once able to create and be creative, ingenious, able to make everything into a fun game, and you can remember to do that again and how to play and have fun. By your own creativity and imagination, using your own ingenuity, able to regain your most spontaneous, your naturalness, your freshness. It will all come back now, and you will feel at ease and calm with it. Starting now, more and more you will realize that happiness and unhappiness are due to your own thoughts. The way you think about situations, you will be able to shift your thoughts, the way you think about situations. You will be able to shift your thoughts to positive aspects, and look at the positive aspects of living. Enjoy every day. You will become more and more aware that if life situations are not the way you always want them, you will work to change them without frustration, without anger, without being bothered. You will work to change things that are not the way you want them, but you will do it with a calm, peaceful mind, being at ease and at peace with the universe. You will become more and more aware that everyone has problems in living, but you will also become aware that as you become more mature, that you can face problems with a calm mind, with strength, tranquility and determination to work to improve them. When you cannot change things, you will accept them calmly. You will be aware that anger and frustration do not help. you'll realize that life is too precious and too wonderful to waste it in being bothered over little things, little annoyances. Starting today, you will work to change anything that is changeable, that you can change with peace of mind, without being bothered, without frustration, without anger. You will be less and less worried about the future, problems of the future, dangers of the future, which will never occur anyway. Most of the things you worry about won't happen anyway. You'll let the worries go. You'll enjoy the day. You'll let yourself go. And you'll enjoy yourself as worries drop out of your life. And day by day, you'll find yourself more and more successful in living in peace and tranquility and harmony with the universe, with yourself, with life, with everything around you, with no unnecessary worries. And as each day passes, you will feel more and more at peace, more and more lively, feeling alive and energetic, enjoying each moment, living now, today, enjoying every day more and more, as you let these thoughts go to the back of your mind. They will be more and more this way as you let them guide your life. You'll become increasingly able to meet the responsibilities of your life and will be able to determine for yourself what the true necessities and activities are in life. And with ever-increasing frequency, you'll become more and more deeply interested and aware of other people, seeing that other people have problems, and you will be aware of their problems, able to help them, as you become less and less concerned about yourself, and more concerned about others, more and more aware of the beauty of other individuals around you. As each day passes, you'll find yourself more aware and more concerned with the feelings of others. You'll be deeply interested in people around you, more and more forgetting yourself, not concerned especially about yourself, not self-conscious, giving others your undivided attention, really interested in them, their lives, their stories, what they think and say, feeling good and relaxed and happy and natural. You will realize that everyone around you is more or less insecure in some way and doesn't feel perfectly secure with others. And you'll realize more and more that others want you to like them. They want to feel that they matter, that they're important. And once you realize this, it becomes more and more part of your being to be able to help others, to feel good about themselves. You'll realize more and more that they are struggling to be happy, to love, to find balance in life, to feel good about themselves. And you'll be able to empathize and feel with other individuals, to feel with their feelings. To feel with their feelings and insecurity, with their desires to be kind, to be good, to do things for other people, and to bring joy to one another. And you fill with other individuals, you'll become more and more empathic as time goes on. You'll be able to help others feel good, to help others enjoy life. And you will find it very rewarding. And as you help others enjoy life, you'll be able to enjoy life yourself more and more as time goes by. So I just want you to take a moment to repeat after me in your mind. Today I choose to eat the fruits of the tree of life. I open myself to healing first, knowing that new awareness will follow. Life is the source of all awareness that inspires and empowers me. I know that life itself is the greatest teacher, and for this I am grateful. Again, repeat after me in your mind. Today I choose to eat the fruits of the tree of life. I open myself to healing first, knowing that new awareness will follow. Life is the source of all awareness that inspires and empowers me. I know that life itself is the greatest teacher, and for this I am grateful. It feels so good to be conscious and aware and fully alive, and to have health and strength, energy and peace and tranquility, and to live every day fully and completely, and to enjoy everything around you. Starting today, you begin to get more and more peaceful, as if you have just come to earth. You're starting to live a new way, starting a new life. You begin to see everything again as if it's fresh and new, and you begin to see your body and mind again in a fresh and